Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Just one look, and I felt so hard.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much. Staying with me, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Have a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood, Senior Partner with Tatum LLC. Sam, remind us what Tatum does.
Tatum is a provider of part-time and temporary professional help, professional services help, primarily oriented to the Chief Financial Officer's office. And that is, we provide chief financial officers on an interim or part-time basis, and support of that entire office, as well as people who are excellent at various things like turnarounds or going through transitions, rapid growth, and special situations, and particularly challenging situations for companies. It can be, the fact is that rapid growth can be as challenging as the opposite.
So right.
You need specialized help, and that's what we do.
But I'll tell you, that's a high class problem.
Yeah, it is.
Rapid growth, but it is an issue. I mean, it is something that we have to deal with, because one of the biggest shocks to an uninitiated small business owner, Sam, is when they're successful.
Yeah.
And they finally learn that they have to fund growth. It doesn't self fund.
Yeah, and they go through a size thing that we observe is very difficult, in which if you want to borrow, let's say, $1 to $2 million, the big banks sniff at it and say,
right,
go put it on your MasterCard.
Right.
Or they can't take the time to actually analyze it, and so they look at the numbers purely, and then a minute or two tell you whether you can borrow or not. And typically, your numbers have to be so good that you don't need to borrow to qualify for one of their loans. So
right,
that's where your smaller and more local banks come in to help small and medium-sized businesses with their loans.
Speaking of which, that was another downward indicator on your survey, in your index, Sam, is the capital availability and pricing.
Yes, it surprised us a little bit that our respondents, who are largely financial-oriented people, seem to be quite concerned about what's going to happen with Federal Reserve and what's happening with interest rates. Interest rates today have crossed an interesting barrier. Interest rate on the much watched 10-year Treasury bond went through 3% for the first time in a couple of years just today, and so. That's interest rates are rising, and with the cutback in stimulus that is expected to start this month, we think that our respondents are saying that is of concern.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to tighten money availability, and certainly interest rates are rising at the Treasury level, and that's going to feed interest rate increases on Main Street as well.
But out here on Main Street, Sam, most small business owners don't want a loan.
Well,
the people I talk to, the people I poll, my audience, basically tell me they don't want a loan. The NFIB survey that we conduct, that we report on, I should say, that Bill Dunkelberg's survey, the other monthly one that we do besides yours, his say that small business owners don't want loans. They've got all the money they need, and so. So that's the weird thing is that this is the most I don't know, it's just a weird economy right now. All the things that are going on are very unusual to me, Sam, and I've been around a long time.
But it's something that's counterintuitive, and a lot of people don't really see this immediately. But the fact is, when your business starts to grow, profitable growth even means that's when you're going to need the money the most. It's growth.
That's right. That's the reason they're not borrowing money. But even if they just felt like things were going to pick up, small business owners start borrowing money. They start gearing up. But they're not doing that. They're not gearing up for real growth, and they're not gearing up for hopeful growth.
Well, it's because it's been a long time coming for something that would be significant in terms of growth that we think is really sustainable and that we feel it all the way down to the core.
Have you polled your people specifically about Obamacare, their approach, what's going on with Obamacare? I'd be interested.
We did a couple months ago. They're scared.
I do. I'd like next time you're back, let's talk about that. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here.
Will.
Good job today.
Thank you.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, with Tatum LLC. He'll be back next month. It's time to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.